Well, good evening. It is my pleasure, somber though the occasion likely is, to bring greetings on behalf of our provincial government, in particular the Honorable Eric Robinson, who is our Minister for Culture. And in thinking ahead of time of what words I might have to offer to you tonight, beyond just the simple greetings, I think there are others in the room. Specifically, Judge Meeky, whom we'll hear from shortly, and of course the excellent speech just read, who would be far more eloquent and appropriate in talking about the specific impacts on Hiroshima, on Nagasaki, on Japan, and indeed on the world, on all of us, than I would be. You need only look at that picture again spread out on that table to get a little bit of a sense of the awful devastation that was brought down on those hapless civilians, completely innocent civilians. And we're all familiar with the story of Sadako and the 1,000 cranes, and the lanterns that will be lit tonight follow in that story, in that hope for peace, which I share. And I think that story has particular resonance because Sadako, both as a person and as a symbol, represents a lot of what is still sadly very true today. Most of the people killed and injured and damaged in unspeakable ways for years after a conflict or after a war are not soldiers, they're civilians. And the people who, more often than not, end up repairing the social infrastructure and carrying the burden within their families after a conflict has happened are not the men, it's the women and the young girls. And it is the youth of Japan who managed to carry on after that awful event. It will be youth around the world tonight, right through to those amongst us who are very old, who are joining with us from wherever they may be to acknowledge that this event happened, to promise that we're not going to forget that this happened, and to continue to work as hard as we can to make sure it doesn't happen again. At this time last year, I happened to be in Toronto for an event, and I went out for a walk late at night to try and clear my head, and I came across this same ceremony in downtown Toronto at the water fountain that they have by their city hall, and talked with some of their peace activists about their work and their passion and their lifelong drive to fix this planet of ours, to fix this human race of ours. And you are probably among the few, I would guess, in Canada these days who actively acknowledge that we are a country at war right now. Our standard perception of Canada is as a country of peace. It's not the case. We have a yellow ribbon on the legislative ground. I'm not going to shy away from that. When a person who is either from Manitoba, our province, or from the base at Shiloh is killed in action, there is a moment of silence in the legislature. And I, along with the other 56 MLAs, stand up and acknowledge that death with a moment of silence. And I feel that is appropriate. But when I do that, I also think about not just the soldier, not just their immediate families or their friends and family, but also the civilians in Afghanistan, or the refugees that are being created right now by that conflict. War is a failure. I don't really understand how you win a war. Maybe you just lose a little bit less than somebody else. But war ultimately is a failure of us to resolve our differences appropriately. And when I look at that yellow ribbon, I have mixed feelings about it as a peace activist. Of course, it's a symbol that's been used for many different things. And I won't speak for the other MLAs. We all come from different political parties and different political backgrounds. But I thought at least I would share with you what I think of when I see it, and where I see our movement moving. And there are many things to be encouraged by, as much as the news is god-awful, more often than not. The fact that there are tens of thousands of people gathered in Hiroshima earlier today, but that there are millions across the world, some of them in small groups like ours, others much larger, building this movement, continuing with that message to young people, to old people, to people who have experienced war directly, be they refugees or war childs or soldiers. And there's strength in that. There is hope in that. And my hope is that one day we won't need yellow ribbons anyway, because we won't have war anyway. And I thank you and I commend you for stepping out of your day-to-day routine, which so many people spend most of their time in, to take a look at a bigger picture, to take a look at a bigger cause, and to make your voices known and work for peace. So, on behalf of our government, and probably more on a personal note, I thank you for the chance to share these words with you tonight.